Syria, attacker who killed 3 Americans worked for security forces, was under review for extremist views. By Francis Martel on December 15, 2025. A spokesman for the Syrian Interior Ministry appeared to confirm this weekend that the man who killed 2 American soldiers and an interpreter in Palmyra was employed with the jihadist government's security forces, but claimed that he was under review for extremist opinions. The 3 Americans were killed during an operation in Palmyra, Homs province, on Saturday, alongside troops associated with the Syrian government of former al-Qaeda leader Ahmed al-Shara. The Syrian president formally joined the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State in November during an unprecedented visit to the White House in which he received the enthusiastic support of President Donald Trump. The American forces were reportedly engaging in a mission as part of the anti-ISIS coalition. It was the first such attack since former dictator Bashar Assad's government fell, allowing for Shara and his jihadist organization, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, to take power. According to Assistant Secretary of War for Public Affairs Sean Parnell, 3 other Americans were also wounded in what multiple reports have described as an ambush. The attack occurred as the soldiers were conducting a key leader engagement. Their mission was in support of ongoing counter-ISIS, counter-terrorism operations in the region, Parnell explained. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth later confirmed that the involved attacker was killed by partner forces. The Pentagon has emphasized that President Shara does not control the territory where the attack occurred. Syrian Interior Ministry spokesperson Nur Eddin al-Baba told reporters on Saturday that the attacker had been identified and emphasized that he had no command affiliation within internal security and was not part of the command's escort. He appeared to indicate, however, that he was employed in some form with Syrian security forces. More than 5,000 personnel are affiliated with the Internal Security Command in the Badia region, and weekly evaluations are conducted for all members with actions taken accordingly, Baba stated, according to the state-run Syrian Arab News Agency, SANA. Sana added that the individual identified as the attacker had been the subject of an evaluation on December 10 that indicated that the attacker might hold extremist or Takfiri views, and a decision regarding his status was scheduled to be issued tomorrow, the first working day of the week. Takfiri is a term generally used for Muslims who are identified as unbelievers and is often used to identify Islamic State sympathizers. Baba stated that the next step of investigations into the attack would be to identify other potential conspirators in the attack and whether the individual shooter neutralized was a member of a formal Islamic State cell or a self-radicalized lone wolf attacker. On Sunday, the Interior Ministry updated that it had conducted what it called a qualitative and decisive security operation in relation to the terrorist attack, arresting 5 people in Palmyra. The ministry said the attack targeted the headquarters of a meeting of the internal security leadership in the Syrian desert and involved the participation of a delegation from the international coalition, Sana relayed, citing the Interior Ministry. The attack resulted in deaths and injuries. The Shara government added that it would act with an iron fist against any threats to stability in Syria. President Trump indicated shortly after the attack became public on Saturday that he remained in support of Shara's government and that it did not control the territory where the attack occurred. "We mourn the loss of 3 great American patriots in Syria, 2 soldiers, and 1 civilian interpreter. Likewise, we pray for the 3 injured soldiers who, it has just been confirmed, are doing well," Trump wrote on his website, Truth Social. "This was an ISIS attack against the U.S. and Syria, in a very dangerous part of Syria, that is not fully controlled by them. The president of Syria, Ahmed al-Shara, is extremely angry and disturbed by this attack. There will be very serious retaliation." Shara reportedly published a message to Trump offering sincere condolences over the dead Americans, expressing that his government reaffirms its commitment to preserving stability and security in Syria and across the region. Shara's top diplomat, Assad al-Shaibani, also held a phone conversation with Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Sunday to offer both condolences and discuss the attack. Foreign Minister al-Shaibani offered condolences and reiterated the commitment of the Syrian government to degrade and destroy the shared threat of ISIS. "The United States will hold all who hurt and threaten Americans accountable," the State Department shared. Sharjah's government formally joined the global coalition to defeat ISIS in November following Sharjah's meeting with Trump in Washington. While HTS was an offshoot of al-Qaeda and Sharjah retains Islamist political views, HTS was never allied with ISIS and does not have a history of cooperation with such jihadists against the Americans, focusing largely on fighting Assad's defunct forces to topple the Iran-backed regime. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.